A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 5 to 11. The writer has told us that sometime after the death and resurrection of Jesus, the disciples, Peter and John, were in the city of Jerusalem, preaching in the streets, and they were arrested. And the story continues. The next day, the elders and authorities assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, and all who were of the priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you bring healing to the sick?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of the good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this person has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to the people of this land that the person is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified and whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by the builders, but has become the cornerstone." Herein is guidance. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 to 17. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as God knows me, and I know God, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, God is with me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again." Herein is good news.